views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And for the very first time, I have a wonderful co-host. You'll be hearing a lot about her. Her name is Sky Siegel, and she is my partner in crime right now. And it's going to be really cool. And I have to tell you, God works in mysterious ways. And I say that because, you know, throughout my entire life, you know, I've been, it's like you hit a certain plateau and it's okay for a while, and then you want to grow, and then you hit a certain plateau and then you grow for a while. And I'm the type of person, if I get too comfortable in a certain area, it's time to move on. It's like, after I've accomplished something, it's like, I got to move on. And so I always wanted my own TV show, and I appreciate the radio network big time because it's given me a lot of ways to be able to express myself and to be able to reach the audience and reach people and to be able to help people in the masses. And I love it. It's really fun. And now, besides doing radio, pretty soon we're going to be going on to the YouTube and doing a TV pilot. And I said to God, I said, you know, something, you know, because the reason why I even said this is because, you know, in regards to how I wanted I pictured my TV show being, it's a spiritual TV show. I said, but I don't want it to be just me. It's like, I wanted to have a partner, somebody who I could bounce off of. And I'm sitting in my car and I said, you know, God, I said, I need a female partner who has the gift, who's like a little rough around the edges, but yet is very compassionate. And the next day, this girl calls me up, this wonderful woman calls me up, begging for help. And she says, Artie, you gotta help me. And I go, okay, what's going on? I go, what's your name? She goes, my name is, and she goes, and I don't know if I'm going crazy or not. She says, but I keep seeing dead people and I keep on having conversations and everyone else thinks I'm nuts. Now, am I really a medium or am I just going crazy?
Or am I a large?
Yeah, exactly. And so I said to Sky, you are a medium. And I felt that like within the first 2 minutes of speaking with her. And, you know, and now here she is.
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate that.
And we're going to be helping each other out big time. So as far as communicating to your loved ones or psychic readings, now it's fun because I get to bounce off of somebody, and I always wanted that. And we're going to be having guests every single week too. So, you know, who will bring to the table, you know, about their books, about their spirituality, about their experiences and stuff. Sky. So now I have Sky Siegel right here with me.
It's such a great honor and pleasure to be able to help people on this grand scale through radio.
Did you ever think you would be here?
No, I never did. You know, honestly,
yeah,
I always thought I was going to be a movie star.
Right.
But never was it done. I always thought there was going to be somebody living behind me. But no, I'm very grateful for my gifts. And I thank God every single day for choosing my soul to bring such
happiness,
comfort
yeah,
to so many people that are suffering and have so much sorrow. And believe me, I know what sorrow is firsthand. And I know what we do is comforting to all of you out there. And we're very happy and honored to be a part of that, to heal. And I just never thought it would be so amazingly quick.
You know, I always thought that we would make it as far as, I thought I was going to make it through comedy. I thought I was going to be a stand-up comic. I thought I was going to do a sitcom, which is still never too late. But, and then when I stepped into the spirituality realm of things, it opened up a whole nother world that I honestly didn't know existed to this extreme. You know, I mean, I've been going to other psychics myself throughout my life, and I did it just for the hell of it. And, you know, just for the fun of it and all, not really, you know, in stress or worry, but, you know, just out of curiosity. And somebody did tell me a long time ago that I had the gift, and I said, yeah, you know, and I really gave not too much mind to it. But then when I stepped into it, I just said, wow.
Right. Isn't wow. it an amazing feeling?
It was amazing feeling. And then I started speaking with audiences, and then I started doing lots of parties, and it was just, when I tell you, this is an amazing trip.
It's another world.
Yeah, it is. It truly, it's another world for us. And so, Scott, what was it like for you? Like when you just say you just called me crazy. And then I was able to tell you,
well,
what was that turnaround for you? What was that feeling like?
You know, I always knew I can speak to the dead. I always knew that. I mean, when I was able to help people, not even realizing how I was helping them. Did anybody call me a bona fide medium? No. Did I call that to myself? Absolutely. Because you can't talk to the dead. And
unless
you.
If you're dead.
Unless you're dead.
Unless you're dead. Like, right. Am I really a medium or am I dead?
Have you know? I died?
Did I cross over?
<Where's my mama>?
Who the hell are you? I've never seen you before. Why are you wearing those wings?
Well, anyway.
Where can I get those wings? And why is everyone flying around here? Holy crap, can I fly. Can I really do that?
That's cool.
Wow.
But I just realized, I knew there were certain things all my life. Like I used to have a gentleman that used to fly over my bed at night when I was 7. Like kind of put my hand over my mouth and said, go play, honey. You know, it's like that kind of stuff. So as you get older, you know, you just don't want to, you block it.
Yeah. 'Cause
you're afraid of it. You don't know what it is. You're hearing things. You're seeing things. What you're hearing and seeing is now coming true.
Right.
Very amazing. Like I knew when my grandmother was in the hospital, I knew she passed away immediately. And nobody had gone there. And
how did you know?
Her. I had a dream.
Oh, you had a dream?
She came to me in a dream and she said to me, tell mommy that I passed. I said, okay, I will. And they called the hospital, and yes, she did cross. But, yeah, things like that, little things like that. But one night, what was it, a few weeks ago, I was going to sleep, and I had fallen asleep, and all of a sudden, these people were coming at me, smiling, cheerful looking, not harmful, not malice. They're just coming and greeting me. I knew this was some kind of a greeting. So, and they started a little slow, and then they started getting faster and faster. By the time they were finished, I'm saying to God, please, God, what is going on? I don't understand. With that, a crack above their head opens up the sky, and this white light comes out. And just as soon as that white light came out, they started to retreat.
Really?
Yes. So I woke up immediately. I was in a pool of perspiration.
Wow.
Oh, it was terrible. I went to go wash my face. I looked over, as my house is, when you come out of the restroom downstairs, when you look to the right, there's my kitchen. And I'm seeing three shadows in regular human form by my sink. I can't. Please go home. I'll talk to you in the morning. I just can't. So I went back and I went to sleep. I said, I knew that my spirit world was pushing me to Artie. There was no doubt about that. So I fumbled around and I asked a few people, and Artie came very highly recommended for me to understand me that night. And as we were talking, and not maybe 3 minutes into the conversation, Artie tells me, "You are a very gifted medium."
And that's when I said, "I want you to be my partner on my radio show." And then I was talking to TV, and we just clicked. Instant. Yep. And it's that great feeling. And before I had the gift, when I saw spirits walking by, I saw it only until the alcohol wore off. And then that was it. But listen, everybody, we're going to be going for a commercial break soon. And just want everybody to know that if you want to get a reading, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 for a private reading. If you want to call into the station and get a reading by myself or Sky, whether it be connecting to a loved one or, you know, you need to try to figure out stuff with your life, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. And also check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
In each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
And you're with Artie and Sky.
Hi.
And
wait, speak to you.
That's right. Just wanted everyone to know that if anybody wants to call in, you could just, you know, call in at 800-930-2819. And right now we're having a little technical difficulty, but and we're trying to work through this. So, any case, our topic for today, you know, was... is how do you perceive life? How do you perceive your life? And exactly how you perceive life is exactly how it is. Meaning, if you think that life really stinks, then you're correct. Life really stinks. And if you think life is great, then life is great. It's all how you perceive it. Something could be as big as it is, according to how you look at it, or something could be as small as it is, according to how you look at it. But it's very important to put things into perspective. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say I truly am a firm believer of the law of attraction. And you have your own ability to change your destiny. If you're not happy with the way things are going right now, if you give it enough thought and enough prayer, you can absolutely change your destiny. Because I do believe in the law of attraction.
Yeah. The law of attraction is very, very important because it's what you attract. And so there are people who always say, you know what, this isn't going to work out, or I can't do this, or, you know, I don't want to be poor. I'm tired of being alone. You know, when you put out these negative affirmations, you keep on attracting these negative negative feelings and these negative thoughts that keep on coming to you. But it's about believing, even when the times are tough, this is when your prayers are even more important than ever.
And they're stronger. And the more you believe at the time of crisis that things will be better or things will go as you're hoping is when it really comes through. I mean, you know, it all depends on how much of a believer you are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really dig deep and go into your soul, into your heart. And you have to take away every single negativity that could be related to that
situation
or object that you're talking about. But you've got to really believe with all your heart and soul. And I know it's happened to me. It's happened to Artie. We have attracted the good. And especially in times of bad. I mean, there's nobody that I know, Wes, hasn't gone through
hell
rough
back.
Times, really.
Yeah, she's been to hell and back.
Right.
But you have to understand also that if you do not like the way things are coming in your life, if you don't like the way things are in your life right now is the time that you need to start making changes in your life.
Yes.
All right? And it's by your conscious choice about making changes in your life is what's going to create the quality of your life.
And you can do it. It's so simple. You know, it's almost brainless. It really is. And, you know, you have such control over it. You don't even realize the control you have over it.
Too many times people are waiting for the hand of God just to come in and to make things better just on their own. And then they end up just sitting in their relationship or sitting at their job or sitting in their radical situation, whatever it is. And They're just waiting for things to change. And people keep on just surviving their life.
In a circle. They just keep going.
They keep in circles.
And that's because, you know, along with God making us and creating us, he also gave us free will.
Right.
So if your free will is going around in a circle and you're not going to break that pattern by truly believing that things can change and you can make them change, they're not going to change.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. You're gonna have to make a conscientious choice about making changes. Now, when you go through changes, all right, you're gonna experience a lot of inconveniences.
Yes.
All right, because a lot of people keep you in this mode or in this way of expectations, and it's not working for you, but it might be working for them. And a lot of times you spend your time trying to accommodate everybody else to keep their life balanced, right, or in the way that they want it, but yet it's not fulfilling you. So for you to get out of this rat trap, that means you're not going to be maybe not as accommodating to everybody else.
Just detach a little bit.
And that's exactly what you need to do.
And love yourself. Allow yourself to detach, because you're worth that.
Right. When you detach yourself from a situation or from people, that means you're starting to respect yourself. And that means you're starting to honor yourself. And again, you might get a lot of people really angry for you making these changes. But it's necessary. It's very necessary to make these changes, because without changes, you're not going to be growing. You're not going to get what it is you want. And if you're waiting for that partner of yours to change and you're not changing, then
move on.
You got to move on. It's as simple as that. You know, times parents try to become friends with their kids. And that's great, but you have to remember that you're a parent first. And when you're making the right decisions, it's not always the popular decision, but you do what you got to do. And it's the same thing, again, when you're in your partnership. Do you want to say?
No, in the long run, even though you feel like the villain with your kids, and believe me, I know, I have four of them plus, there's a lot of times when I've made decisions for my children that I did feel like the villain because, you know, it didn't sit well with them. However, in the long run, and in retrospect, now that they're adults and they have their own children, they thank me. They couldn't see through the perspective of my sight. They only saw in their perspective, which was, you know, the perspective of someone not fully mature, not understanding the whole picture, not understanding. However, as we get older, we become more intuitive, more understanding of our situation around us, and we're able to give better advice to our children. Not that you want to hurt them, because you don't. And if they're a little bruised at the time, their feelings are a little bruised, you know what? They're your children. They will get over it.
I want to say something that when you're trying to be nice to somebody, especially with your kids, when you're trying to be nice, all right, and if people are not responding to you being nice, it's okay to the fire, all right? Because a lot of times, unfortunately, I found out that, you know, people will take advantage of somebody who's too nice.
Oh.
Or they look at niceness as being weak rather than just being nice, you know?
Because there's so much not nice in the world.
Exactly. And unfortunately, some people only respond to, like, when you are nasty or when you are curt or when you are like that. And even though you don't like to be like that, again, this is your choice on who you choose to allow to be within your life. And this is creating your boundaries, you know? So like I said, life is exactly how you perceive it. So how do you perceive your life?
Right. And also, if I may add,
please add.
Thank you. I will. The energy that you bring into your life, like Artie said, these people that are taking you for, you know, you're being so kind and they're taking it for ignorance. Don't forget, those people are carrying negative energies towards you. You want to surround yourself with clarity and strength and integrity. And you want to surround yourself with love and people that are not understanding your feelings at the time. I'm not really respecting you.
Right. People just to like you. And
that never works.
Right. And you're not going after more of, I'd rather have your respect than for you to like me. My goal is to have both. And I usually do have both, where people like me and or love me and respect me. But if they're not respecting according to your feelings, all right, and they're not being accommodating to your situation, then you want to know something, you need to start changing things, because then people are only going to take advantage of you more and more. Right. And it's not right. I just wanted to give people a heads up that if you wanted to call into the station, if you wanted to get a reading by myself or Sky. Now, one thing that's impressive about Sky is that she's an all-out Native American Indian. And I was always drawn to the Native American Indian ways of spirituality. I've never, for whatever reason, never really got involved in their rituals, although pretty soon I will be. And I'm really excited about it. So hopefully we get a chance to pick our own nail color polish.
But it's not that easy.
And the paint, what you
it's
put
not,
on.
No, well, it's not like that
you
at
don't
all.
Get a choice.
No,
I'm just,
no, no.
I'm just teasing.
I know,
I'm just teasing
I know,
you.
I know. I believe it's the foundation of all love of creation. It's the beginning of what people started to learn.
In regards to what?
It's the foundation of religion. I believe it's like a foundation.
The spirituality.
The spirituality.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't even call it a religion. We call it a spirituality, a way of life. This is not even to us. It's a way of life.
It's just a way of life. And we're gonna discuss that at another topic, as far as the difference between religion and spirituality, because it is, in many ways, unfortunately, different.
So different.
So different. And, but again, to call in, it's 800-930-2819 if you wish to get a reading from myself or Sky. And this girl is very talented, and I'm very lucky to have her as a co-host and as a good friend. And so, listen, everybody, I want you to stick around, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Say yes, I say no, you say stop, and I say...
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman, and we are with Sky Siegel, the very talented woman who is able to speak with the people who are deceased. And I'm very excited to have her on, and this is really cool. Sky, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So, but we were talking about life as far as how you perceive it, And like I said, things could either be really great or they could be really crappy, and look at things. And things really don't have to be that bad. You know, it's like if you compare, you know, as far as in your perception, but if you compare yourself to other people as far as how bad other people have it, then, you know, yeah, you've got to keep things into perspective.
You find out that you're in a really good spot. A lot of people do compare themselves to others, and they don't realize what a good position they are in. Unfortunately, today, you know, everybody feels like, oh, I'm sorry for myself. And believe me, I'm the same way. When something goes wrong, why me? However, when I look around, I see so many people who have it so much worse than I do. And then I really start counting my blessings.
Do you want to know something? Believe it or not, when I take a shower and I just look at I really do, and I think this way, I feel the water that's coming down upon me, or when I just go to the sink and I have running water, when I go to the bathroom and I could just go and stuff. And like, there are so many people who don't have that simple pleasure. Yes. And the pleasure of electricity, and the pleasure of having a car, and the pleasure of going to the supermarket.
That's right. And let me tell you something, Artie, and I'm going to tell you something from my own experience. When we had that hurricane that came through, we had no electric and no running water for a month. I was, at that point, so grateful that when that electric came back on and that water came back on, it was something I really never thought about. It was just there. It was a luxury I overlooked. But during that time when it was gone, I thought of all the people who live like this all the time. And I prayed so hard for them because I felt, my goodness, I'm taking this for granted, never even gave it a second thought. Get people living like this forever and have no prospect of getting this. And I'm just waiting like a month, big deal. But it really opens you up to thinking about things that are really not in your front mind, the things that are maybe buried back there. And a lot of people should start doing that. You know,
A lot of times people don't realize how good they have it until it's no longer there.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, and whether it be about a person, whether it be about a job, whether it be about life accommodations, you know, unfortunately, we just take life for granted so many times.
For granted.
And it's such a sin that we don't honor and appreciate all of God's gifts, like on a daily basis. And I really am. I'm very, very thankful, you know, and people take even our health for granted. You know, and it's like, it's not until you have that sore thumb, that broken shoulder, that, you know, you can't walk normally, whatever it is. And it's like, these are things that just, and then people feel like, oh my God, my life stinks. My life sucks. I can't get through this and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh my God, you know, life isn't that great. And then, you know, if you compare yourself to families who are dealing with, you know, major illnesses you know, and seriously, yeah, we got to stop and smell the roses and just learn to give thanks to God and all our abilities of what we're capable of doing. But right now, Sky, hold on, because right now we have a couple of wonderful people who are online who want to get read.
Great.
And right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Connecticut. Her name's Melina. Melina or Melina?
Melina.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Right now, I'm pursuing a certificate in medical billing coding, but I'm also getting my bachelor's in mathematics as well. And I want to know if I'm going the right career path.
Absolutely, yes. I just wanted to tell you, when I heard your voice, excuse me, I saw money signs, which is my sign from spirit, that you're either opening up a business or you want to get into something as an entrepreneur. And I see with a lot of hard work and with a lot of dedication, and it's not going to be easy, but I do see good things for you coming out of it in the long run. Don't give up. Don't give up easily, because sometimes you have a tendency to say, oh, boy, this is really hard. Am I really
going to go?
Should I devote? Yeah, it's not going to be an instant gratification, and I want
to guess yourself. When the going gets tough, she tends to second guess herself.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and kind of put it on the back burner, but don't, because you are so talented in what you do that you will be so much of inspiration to others.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up what you're doing.
No.
You're on the right track. The moral of the story is you're on the right track.
Yep.
Oh, good. That feels good. And how about just one other quick question? I've been thinking about my love life, and lately I've been really confused and just lost. And I want to know if there's anything I should look forward to.
Well, give me a minute on that and let me ask you it.
You want to know something? I am seeing somebody coming into – you're not in a relationship now, or you're in a horrific relationship?
I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. The fellow who I see coming into your life, and I'm pretty good with this as far as describing future loves. If you were to, well, let's see, the person who's going to be coming into your life has straight dark hair. Okay.
Straight dark.
Brown eyes, brown hair, very handsome. At the time that you meet this fella, he's going to be with one or two other guys, because I see him standing around having a fun conversation, and you're going to meet him while you're out and about. And he's approximately the same age as you, give or take a year or two. Very fun to be with, has a dynamic smile. He has dimple. He has a dimple on his cheek too when he smiles.
I'm Melina.
Yes.
I'm seeing you kind of sitting at this beautiful wooden brown counter, could almost be a pub. And I do see you with, I see you noticing this gentleman that Artie is describing, and he is with two other friends. That will be him. Does that make sense to you? Do you frequent places like that, or could there be a possibility of you getting to a place like that in the future?
I'm not sure, honestly, because the thing is, like, I'm so dedicated to my schoolwork right now, I barely go out. But I am going out this weekend.
I was going to tell you that, too. That's what I was going to tell you just before Artie was answering your question. This is not going to take place until you're settled with your career choice, and you feel as though you're allowing yourself now to go out and to have a drink or to kick back a little bit, and you're allowing yourself to just let your hair down. But I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, go ahead.
It could also be like when you're in like a Starbucks kind of atmosphere. Okay.
Yeah, it could be that kind of a counter.
It's
yeah.
Right. It's just right. It's a social gathering. But you have to understand now when a psychic gives you information about the future, all right, if you choose not to go out at all, then what we're seeing for you isn't something that could possibly happen if you don't go out. Okay.
Right.
This
okay.
is with you just going out and doing things. Now, a lot of people say the same thing that you do and say, listen, I'm just with my kids, or I just go from work to home, work to home, work to home, and I really don't go anywhere. Am I ever going to meet somebody? Hell no.
Wait a second. Can I say something? I'm getting from spirit that people have been trying to push you out, like push you to go out. Like, you know, friends or family or sisters, brothers are telling you, come on, come out with us, come out with us for a little bit, and you're refusing.
Is this true?
Yeah, because it does make sense, because I'm trying to get the best grades as possible, and lately, before, I haven't been putting all my work compared to now, so in a way, I kind of punished myself, but my friends are pushing me, of course, and I'm seeing why now.
Yeah, go. Melina, go. Just give yourself a break.
It's good to take a break from. It's a good thing to take a break from the action.
You'll be so much more productive if you just let your hair down one night and just go. Go ahead, have a good time. You are worth that.
Right, by you allowing yourself to go out, you are going to be able to meet somebody, not necessarily right now, right away, because your grades and everything is the most important. But at least you're able to air out your brains and have a good time. It's important to grease your engines, meaning to have fun with life.
Right.
And it was a
and
great
you know
pleasure. Listen, we got to go to a commercial break now. But Melina, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
I love speaking to you, sweetheart, and I feel a lot of success in your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I love talking to you guys, too.
God
Mark,
bless you.
Be very successful.
You
all right,
too.
Right, everybody. Well, listen, we're going to be going to a commercial break now. You're with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. You're with Angels and Answers. And if anybody wants to check me out, just go to ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman, and stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
When the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Here we are. We're on now. And right now, I would like to go to Patty from New York. How you doing, Patty?
Artie, I just want to tell you this quickly. In March of 2009, I contacted you because I was going to my cousin's wedding, and I asked you if I was going to catch the bouquet. You told me on the radio that I'm either you see me getting part of it or all of it. You weren't sure at that time. When I went to my cousin's wedding, the bride threw the bouquet. As it was headed towards me, I grabbed it, and another woman next to me. Okay. Then the other woman next to me grabbed it, too. So we were both pulling it. And then the DJ says to throw it again, just to me and the other woman. And we were both doing it again, and I was declared the winner. Okay. Before I spoke to you...
You kicked her butt.
Girl.
Okay.
Did you bump her with your hips so that you could, like...
Well, wait a minute. Let's ask the biggest question. Are you on the way to getting married?
Okay. So before I spoke to you in 2009, I actually had a dream a month before that, I had my handbag, and I was pulling my handbag because somebody was claiming my handbag belonged to her, and we're both pulling my handbag because I always buy a handbag with two handles. And I kept telling the lady, look in the wallet to prove that this is my handbag. And lo and behold, when my cousin got married, the same thing happened. I was pulling something. My brother's about to get married in September. And about 2 weeks ago, I had a similar dream that I lost my handbag. I went looking for it, and I see it on the floor. As I was approaching it, somebody else was approaching it and claiming it was her handbag. And we're both pulling the handbag. Okay.
We were both pulling the
handbag. That's so funny. Go ahead.
Okay, we were both pulling the handbag, and I pull out as I was holding the handbag, I opened up the zipper, and I pulled out my wallet to prove that's my handbag, because you could see my driver's license was in there. My brother's getting married in September, and I want to catch the bouquet, but my brother doesn't want the same thing to happen at his wedding, what happened to my cousin's wedding, that we're both, you know, that I'm fighting with somebody over the bouquet. That dream scared me that I had recently because it's telling me that this might happen again. What do you see at the wedding? What do you see?
I'm going to tell you one of two things, okay? Either A, you don't go there to catch the bouquet, or B, you step on a milk cart in between everybody else, so you stand above and beyond everybody else.
You know what? I believe that if... I don't think you should make it a priority to catch the bouquet.
You're becoming too obsessed with it.
Absolutely. I believe that if it's meant to be that you get that bouquet, there could be a giant in front of you. You're getting it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just curious if you see me catching it or not.
Hold on a second. She's asking Spirit. Patty?
Mm-hmm.
I put it this way. Personally, right now, I'm not sure if you're going to catch it.
I said no.
I don't think you're going to catch it.
No.
Actually, you're going to end up
falling
if you try for it. No. No, but I have a feeling that the bouquet just happens to be far away from you. I don't even think it's going to be a challenge where you even have a chance at it.
Yeah.
But don't look at it like if you don't catch the bouquet, you're not going to get married. Don't look.
Something.
Or did you just want somebody to go up your leg and put that?
Let me ask you something.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I want.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I see, out of this wedding, a romantic interest for you. Only be a glance or a drink together or a word exchange at this point, but that is going to become a strong relationship in time for you, a strong connection with that person you're going to have. And you're going to meet him at your brother's wedding.
I will meet somebody.
Somebody who works there.
Right. You're going to meet somebody at your brother's wedding. It might be that you just glance or share a few words or maybe a drink.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in the future that person that you're meeting at your brother's wedding is going to be a romantic interest for you.
All right.
Ask your brother if there's a special package if you join him on his honeymoon and bring this guy along. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. It'll be a fun time. Your brother's wedding will be a fun time, but don't make the catching of the bouquet an obsession with you.
I think when you don't obsess over it, you have a better chance at catching it.
And you like to flirt. Like, you're a talker, and you could definitely flirt. So, you know, don't be afraid to you know, speak with, you know, the guys that are just hanging out, or like I said, even if they do work there. But I do see you being a very good schmoozer at social gatherings.
Yeah, me too.
You're very comfortable like that. That's just your personality. And you do have a fun personality. But just be playful with it. But don't, you know. Don't stress over it.
Yeah, I just one quick question. You know, I'm writing a book. I just want to know if this will be the year that I find a publisher for my book.
Possibly not. You want to know something? You got to just keep on marketing yourself more and more as far as finding the agent. You need an agent.
Don't give up, though.
But don't give up, right. It's hard to publish a book. It really is, unless if you're self-publishing. But you're going to have to really first push yourself to agents before you get to a publisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like I'm really proud of my work, and I really want this book out.
Yeah, and don't give up.
No, never give up.
Yeah, I know
I'm
not.
Don't give up on it.
I think that within the course of this year, there's going to be someone out there in that publishing world that's going to give you a little bit of false hope. Don't get too excited over what he tells you.
Okay.
Just take it with a little bit of stride. Don't get too excited because I don't want to see you get hurt.
Yeah.
But you want to know something? When you're going after your dreams like that,
it takes a lot of time.
It takes time, but you know there's a lot of for you to keep yourself grounded.
Yes.
Right. All right, but thank you for telling me this. Thank you.
Oh, our pleasure.
Very welcome.
You take care, sweetheart.
All right, I'm just very curious. The dream that I had, do you think, you know, there will be a struggle with the bouquet? I don't want to obsess over it, but the dream that I had that twice that someone's trying to take my handbag from me, does that mean there will be some type of struggle at the bouquet?
I believe that when you see that struggle coming, you're going to be ladylike enough to allow the other person to grab it.
Just be graceful.
You're a lady.
Yeah, just be graceful. Don't be an animal about it.
You're such a lady in
just
so many
ways.
And you have a lot of class. And I know that because of your prior experience, this time, if you don't catch it, and I'm not saying you won't, but if it comes at you and you catch it, wonderful. But if somebody is, like, pushing you or grabbing at it, let them have it. Let them have it.
You want to know something right now, really quick, before we have to go? You're going to end up being with somebody who is very, very tall. You're going to be with a very tall person. I would say at least 6'2".
I'm pretty thin also.
Yeah, thin. Yep. A thin fella. You're going to be with a very thin fella, at least 6'2". That's who you're going to end up being with in a big picture.
Big heart. Oh, my God.
But right now, we got to go, okay, sweetheart? All right, everybody, this is Artie Hoffman, and we are with Guy Siegel. Thank you very much for being here with me.
Pleasure.
As you will be with me here for every week and also in TV land.
Forever and ever.
There you go.
I never said I was a singer, okay? Let's just get that straight right now before anything else.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.